All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are back at the Denver Coliseum to check out our 5A state championship game, get our little preview for that. What a night last night. George Washington and Eagle Crest had some of the better state semifinal games we've seen in quite a long time. Both come out. Eagle Crest, overtime thriller. Colby Ross was every bit the Colorado basketball player of the year last night. Not only did he have 25 points, I had him with seven, possibly eight rebounds, or eight rebounds and seven assists. So, you know, hats off to him. Then George Washington seemed like they were cruising right along against Thunder Ridge. And then the wheels came off in the third quarter, and all of a sudden we got a game. And that turned out to be a big fourth quarter for both George and
Thunder Ridge.
Cason Hammonds was outstanding for a second straight game here at the Coliseum. The Thunder Ridge Grizzlies just didn't have that one player that usually comes through for them. What a fun game. Both of them were fun games. So we got Eagle Crest, George Washington coming at us tonight at 8:30. How do you see that one going?
Well, I see George Washington, I think of the Fugit brothers and Gervais Green. Now, those three guys are just so fun to watch. They just put up points wherever, and the Fugit brothers are quick. John L. is super fast. You look on paper, you think, with those three guys, George Washington should take us. However, Eagle Crest and Colby Ross, you know, what can he say about those guys? They just keep coming to play. Last night against Rock Canyon, they pretty much trailed the whole game. And then just Colby Ross came in when they needed some buckets. That guy just put them up and brought them back. I mean, it's just phenomenal to watch those two.
Yeah, and he really had some explosive moments, like responsible for 5 points at one section that put them up two. And then in the overtime period, Ross goes for four straight, ties the game. Unbelievable in overtime, setting up that free throw for Walton there at the end. But I think our players we have to look at tonight, you know, Colby Ross is going to have his work cut out for him because he will have both Fugit brothers coming at him. You know, I don't even attempt to compare myself to Coach John Olander, who will be in his final game with Eagle Crest tonight. But I would have to think that I would have to have Colby Ross prepared to see both of those guys just coming at him constantly. And then I think for George Washington, Trey Pierce has had a really great game last night. He's going to need to have another really good game. Akenna Ozor, the forward for Eagle Crest, is really fundamentally sound. He's got a good pump fake. He's very good around the basket as far as using the backboard. Knows where he's effective at, and that's where he, you know, makes his money. So, you know, that's going to be a very interesting matchup between those two. But Pierce is going to have to really work on the boards, I think. He's going to have to get a lot more boards than he did last night just because of the way that the forwards for Eagle Crest work. They're bigger bodied. They're active. They're not going to, you know, or Ozor will score. You know, but Bokel, he's not gonna score 10 or 15 points. He's gonna be in there doing the dirty work, making kids earn their rebounds. So, I think for Eagle Crest though, Victor Garnes, All-State football player, hell of an athlete, great 3-point set shot shooter. You don't think he's getting ready to shoot that three? The next thing you know, there it goes. I think it's going to be really interesting tonight to see how he does and who he's going to end up, who's going to end up guarding him. Because what both of these teams will start to do is Eagle Crest is going to play a zone. They're not going to man up George. They're going to do they might start with some of their half court traps because they saw how that affected George last night when Thunder Ridge did it. So we're going to see some of that. But I really think Eagle Crest. Or George, I think Eagle Crest is going to pack it in and make George hit shots. And then the same thing kind of for George. I think George is going to say, you know what? We're not super scared of your shooters. We're in the Coliseum. And people keep telling us that you can't shoot threes in here very well, but I think that's been disproved a little bit. This at least in the finals or semifinals anyway. So I think you're going to see a lot more of that as well. I don't foresee George trying to man up Eagle Crest. So who do you got?
This one, my two key factors is for George. If things stay out of foul trouble, last night when Calvin Fugit fouled out in the third, that's when Thunder Ridge took off. That's when they came back. He's too much of a threat to have on, you know, to have on the bench, not be on the court. You know, some games he's just on fire. Then you know, some games he doesn't score a lot. You know, just like last night, I don't believe he's left in single digits, I believe. But I think that's the key for them. As long as George stays out of foul trouble, they'll be all right. However, the emotions will be running high for Eagle Crest. You know, Coach's last game, Kobe's last game. They've been here. They're ready to go. I think that's going to be the key for Eagle Crest. But in the end, I think Eagle Crest will actually pull it out and win this one.
I'm going to go with the same prediction as well. I like watching George Washington play. I know a lot of the kids over there, and they're a blast to be around. You know, Eagle Crest is the same for me, too. I know a lot of those kids. I've watched Colby since he's a freshman. So, you know, this one's a little difficult to pick, but I think Eagle Crest wins this one in a close one. I don't think the referees are going to let it get out of hand, so I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of fouls called, and I got a feeling that Eagle Crest played such an emotional game last night going to overtime that this score is going to be closer. And, you know, same thing with George. I think they're probably a little worn out from last night as well, because that was an epic fourth quarter. And I just don't see all the legs being there tonight. So I'm going to go with Eagle Crest in a close one. All right, there's our previews, folks. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the games.
That's fun.